Yeah, again, another good day for Donegal Athletics, and you know, it's very, very difficult to pick out a person that would have topped the list in terms of the Donegal perspective. But just going more recently, Fintan Dewhurst, I talked about him a lot yesterday and about the big effort he made and about the PB time he did. And today he gave it absolutely everything, but it just was short of getting himself a gold medal. He threw everything at it. He dug as deep as he could over that 400 metres final, the young Glantys. And finishing second in 47.84. But all kudos to him. He just gave it. There was nothing left. And, you know, he can't kick himself, as they say, when he looks back at it. He has had a good weekend, a really good weekend, both the Saturday and Sunday. So Fintan Dewhurst, second in the 400 metres, 47.84. He did run faster yesterday, but a big, big performance from him. And just right before that, we had another silver medal performance and another Donegal record. And it was a weekend of Donegal records and Ulster records from these athletes. They did perform extremely, extremely well. You know, it's all about getting to the big championship, national senior championship, and then doing the and then performing, and they, certainly some of them really, really did deliver on that perspective as well. Arlene Crossan, Finn Valley, she had a 54.12. That's a new Donegal record, and it was good enough for a second behind Maudsley in that 400 metres. She really only made her move to get that silver medal over about the last 100, because she was didn't look all that strong, you know, coming into the bend, and then off the bend she knew she needed to fight for that medal. She needed that silver medal. Bronze wasn't going to be good enough, and really brilliant performance, great return, and it's bound to drive her on now into the summer season. So that's Arlene Crossan. That was a silver medal down to her. Then we have the girl herself, Lauren Callaghan. She was defending her long jump title, and this was a thrilling competition. Three athletes over 6 metres, actually, in the end-up. But the big, big performance in the competition came from Kate O'Connor from Louth. She, you know, the girl that got the medal in the World Championships in the heptathlon, pentathlon, she's in great form at the moment. Great form yesterday in the hurdles. But today, she got, in the first round, she blew everybody away to a point with a 6.50. Now, that's the third time best ever by an Irish athlete indoors. So that was putting it up to Arlene. Arlene then had some difficulty with hitting the board properly. She was jumping strong. She was jumping long. She was jumping 6 metre plus in each and every one of her jumps. But she just wasn't hitting until we got to round six. And she scared them, because she got out to 6.44, which is again a Donegal and Ulster record, and they did a PB for her in what has been a great indoor season. So 6 metres adrift of O'Connor, a silver medal for Lauren. She should be happy with that. That was well, you're never happy, but I mean, it was a good performance, and it was a personal best performance, and it was, you know, a record-breaking performance. So well done to Lauren Callaghan. Well done to her. Then we had the Kelly lads from St. Johnstone. We had John and James in the shot put. Great to see John back in business again, back because he's been injured and he's been off for a year and a half now. And you know, he was our man for a long, long time, and he was winning the nationals. He was the first Irishman ever to throw the shot over 20 meters, and then he got injured. He's living in Sweden now and training up there, and married recently. And he got out to 18.16 for silver behind Eric Favors, who had a 19.18.16 for John. So well done to him. And brother James wasn't going to be left out of the podium either. He's standing there right beside him on that podium in third position with the 15.45, I think it was, stroll. Good to see James back in action as well. So the two lads from St. Johnstone playing the flag strongly once again, and I do believe on the basis of what I see today here, that John Kelly can get himself back up in that 20 metre area once again, because this is his first competition. This is his first competition for maybe a year and a half, really. So, you know, a serious competition. So well done to him. So we add that all up with what happened yesterday, and we had Bridget McDyer, of course. She got a medal in the Finn Valley Girl. She got a medal in the weight for distance, and we had Summer Leckie at 175 in the high jump, a silver medal there, and a bronze medal for Joseph Gillespie. So counting, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 medals in the end up, and that was quite a good championship in that sense. You're always looking for the gold. So we were just that minimally bit short. But look, there was no Mark English, of course. Mark's training in the mountains and decided some time ago not to do these championships. His big target is, of course, is the World Championships. Three weeks this weekend in Turin in Poland, and we'll be zeroing in on that when that time comes. So no Mark. Mark would have been an obvious start favourite for the 800 metres, but Mark decided some time ago not to do that event. So that's the summing up of the whole thing. And Riona Doherty was the other performance. She was in the long jump along with Lauren from Finn Valley as well, her teammate, and she finished fourth at her first national senior championships indoor. So well done to Riona. Indeed, I was in the shop yesterday evening. She was working late in Balbuffet in the shop, an early start this morning and down the road, and finishing fourth. No messing with her. So we'll hear more about her as well in the future. That's Riona Doherty. But a good weekend, Kieran, and some exciting stuff, you know, and records, yes. Young athletes, yes, and that's always a good news story.